Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I wanted to start with an email I got from Jane yesterday. Vinny, you might have gotten this, although she's got your wrong email address. I happen to know that this one doesn't work.
I didn't get anything from Jane, though.
Yeah, she tried to send you something. Okay. But she, like a lot of us, has, I guess we need to just send it to every email address on the list.
No, you don't need to. I actually have had the same email for many, many years now. Yeah. So
An Outlook address that she's got.
Yeah, that's long gone.
Yeah. So here's what it says. Hey, loves. She loves us. Thought you would like to see this from Liz from Delta Ray. I let her know I had nothing to do with it. Those segments are all you. So she asked me to pass this along. And here is the little clip from Liz from Delta Ray, local band. Last Friday, turn that up.
Take the cupboard for your daddy's gun.
Red sun rises like an early warning.
So they put out a new album last week, and we spent some time listening to various tracks on that. And she says here, I am watching a video that a fan posted with Sarah and Vinny playing several snippets from our album. So I don't know what video, because that wasn't that just last Friday?
Maybe they just video. You know how you look at your radio when your radio's on, even though there's nothing there? Maybe that's just video of the radio.
It must be.
Because that's the way you would record it if you were in your car or something, right?
Right. Oh, right. Of course. Actually, that's funny because you know how some people's cars have like a little scroll that goes by, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show or whatever it is. So she says here, I'm watching a video that a fan posted with Sarah and Vinny playing several snippets from our new album. It is so wonderful. I am blown away to hear these people who I listen to every morning commenting and taking it in and sharing it with the Alice listeners. I'm blown away and a little bit teary listening to this video. So amazing to see a station in my hometown listening to and supporting our album. Wow. Just wanted to send a thank you and lots of love your way. I hope you're feeling safe during this strange time. Please pass my sincere thanks on to Sarah and Vinny and everyone at the station. Love, Liz. Isn't that so sweet?
That is sweet.
I just thought, oh, that is lovely. Loverly. Delta Ray, they have a new record out. We loved it. We listened to it last week, and it sounds great. Another thing I got from Jane yesterday is this kid. Jane, you're playing a game called... She's got an interview that she's doing today at 420. with a kid by the name of Alec Benjamin. That's right, 420.
You're doing doobie weed references now?
Well, why is she doing it at 420? I mean, you know, that's funny to me. She's going to do it on the Alice 973 Instagram. So if you're...
Oh, okay.
So not on her regular Jane account, but on the Alice 973 Instagram. Be watching that space for live video. This guy, Alec Benjamin, she says he has 1.3 million Insta followers, so hi. She's basically saying, so Lord willing, she's going to do this Instagram live on the Alice 973 Instagram with Alec Benjamin. So I looked him up, and he's a cute, he kind of reminds me of like Shawn Mendes as far as his look goes. And Bryn, did you wind up pulling a...
Could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little slowly. sympathy. I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely.
What is he, like, eight?
Yeah, how old is he? He looks older than that in the photos I was looking at this morning. That's not a bad song.
That is an innocent voice.
It is. It sounds like Justin Bieber when he was 14 and putting out videos.
He's 25 right now.
What?
Oh, boy. Is that an old song from him?
I'm not sure when this is released.
Yeah, see if you can find one that's like a new, like has his voice. Does he sound like this now when he sings? Or does he maintain his youthful glow? Stay awake. She was clinging to the feeling that her luck was gonna change. And cross town, she would take the bus at night to a one bedroom apartment. And when she turned on the light, she would sit down at the table, tell herself that it's alright. She was waiting on the day she hoped a baby would arrive. She'd never be alone, have someone to hold. You know, those are cool songs. He's got a lot of followers, and I guess Jane's a fan because she's going to interview him on the Alice973 Insta account. The guy's name is Alec Benjamin. So 420.
I'm looking him up now. Some Arizona kid.
Yeah, he's cute. Cute as a button. Little cutie. If we have each other, then we'll both be
fine. I will be your mother and I'll hold you. I like to watch Jane do stuff, so I'll check that out.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm looking for anything to entertain me during the day. I'm not saying this is just anything, but that's,
this kid's got 1.3 million followers, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently.
All right.
They're saying Insta followers, but he's got a... I was looking at his YouTube channel this morning. I can't figure out how to turn the... Now that I've gotten it off, I can't figure out how to turn the sound back on my computer, so I wasn't able to listen, but I was like, oh, look at him go. Boy, there he is. Funny. On video. If only I could hear it. Bryn, can you get this for me?
Which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear something that... No,
no, I'm just saying that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I heard those songs. I don't know. What video has he? I mean, I didn't hear them. I'm sure I didn't hear those songs.
I just can hear your inner dialogue. Where's Bryn when I need him?
Jesus, where's anyone? Like, do I have to go wake up the IT department from their room 20 feet from here? Jesus. All right, so there's one thing that we're looking forward to today. Alec Benjamin.
Oh, Alec, sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, I don't care how we say his name. Here's a few coronavirus stories. There's a chef by the name of Floyd Cardoz. He won season 3 of Top Chef Masters in 2011. He's 59 years old, and he has just passed from coronavirus.
Oh, man.
He was admitted to a hospital in New Jersey last week with a fever. He tested positive last Wednesday and died yesterday. So rest in peace. Just horrible. Meanwhile, Prince Charles is in isolation in Scotland after testing positive. He's 71. His 93-year-old mother, Queen Elizabeth, remains in good health because, of course, she does. Well, of course, I do. It's not known how he got the virus. Although, you know, the royals seems like they're constantly cutting the ribbon for something, or you know, shaking hands and meeting people. Yeah,
that is the gig. Highly paid for simply being born to a family.
They are, yes. Ooh, it's owed me. Ooh! Every day my bank account swells. It's amazing. I just have to be me. Go and shake your filthy hands. It is not known how he got it. We're guessing just, you know, being a royal. He's just so exposed.
I don't think that very many people can specifically trace it back to anything. I mean, if we get it, who are we going to blame that on? I mean, there's just no way to do that. It's just...
We all live in this world.
I'd like to think that we've passed the... I don't know. What do you want to call that? The incubation period? Whatever.
With our 2 weeks of isolation here?
Of self-isolation here, but... That doesn't mean that we're not going to pick it up on the one run to the market we make, or
it's so true, Vin.
So there's no way we're going to be able to pinpoint it, I don't think.
Right. Well, he started showing. So this is Prince Charles again, the English guy next in line for the throne. He started showing symptoms last weekend, which means he could have been contagious when he saw his mother on 12th March. One last tragic note, and this guy might be able to trace it back. I don't know. I'd be mad if I was Carl Anthony Towns. I'd be mad at that Rudy Gobert guy. This guy is an NBA player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. His mom's been placed in a medically induced coma because of the virus. So I know that it's terrible. But, oh, Jesus, that dude, Rudy Gobert, who's a jazz player, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, in the week before he was diagnosed with the actual coronavirus, and I don't know if he was the first NBA player, but he was among the first to have this.
Mm-hmm.
He was hilariously touching all the reporters' mics and recording devices. And yeah, hilarious. And then other members of the jazz, and they'd been playing games and trading sweat and breathing heavy and, you know, sharing airspace, not socially isolated. Speaking of that, you know, people can be so rude with the. So John goes for a walk yesterday. I don't know what time, late in the afternoon. He's like, the soup's on. It's gonna cook, and the rice has got to cook in it. He puts on his headphones and he's like, he's just going to go out and he's going to walk this loop. It's, you know, it's not a trail. There's a street. You can get away from people. But there's this bridge. You got to cross over this creek. And people are just standing on the bridge. So he's standing there stink eyeing them. Like, I'm not going to get this bridge is, you know, whatever it is, 4 feet across. It's barely wide enough to ride a bike across. And there's a guy on a bike and a girl and they're standing there just chatting it up in the middle of the bridge. And he's standing there on the side, and he's like, do I get in a fight with them, or do I just stand here? No, I know. Thank goodness
you
didn't.
Don't.
Like, if someone tosses the guy into the creek, it's only 6 inches deep, but still. And he's just like, he had to wait there for 5 minutes as he's just looking at them. Yeah, I'm waiting across the bridge, and they finally move their asses off of there. I just thought, you know, people, please, heads up. We need to care about each other, not be standing in each other's way.
For the record, I believe the move there, besides what he did, which was wait him out, is just turn another direction. Don't fight with people. There's no policing what people are up to. I mean, police will police what people are up to, but we shouldn't. It's just going to end up. It's possible.
No, you end up in a fight.
Yeah, I mean, how is that avoiding coronavirus if you end up on rolling around on the ground with some dude over
it's the opposite of right. So now you've got coronavirus. Congratulations.
You know, hey, you parked on the bridge, get off of there. And then the next thing you know, you're rolling on the ground with a guy. Well, there's a guy who's now spreading it to everybody, including your husband. So yeah, no good comes of that.
No. And also, if you're out in public, you know, try to not cough. It makes us all really nervous.
Oh my God, does it?
At the freaking supermarket, just like, are you serious? Are you standing there coughing? Get the hell out of here.
It's surprising at the grocery store when I went through, and it's been days now. I've been doing really good staying away from everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the grocery store when I went through, there were a lot of people in there. There were no masks, and people were just shopping like they shop.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it was really surprising. But, you know, okay, the seriousness of this will eventually get to us, or...
Maybe. Johnny Mosley posted something yesterday on his feed. It was a...
How'd his show go this week?
Oh, it's good. It's a cute show this week. If you're looking for a podcast, listen to Johnny Mosley Pod. It's on... Radio.com, RadioAlice.com, wherever you get podcasts from, it's everywhere. He posted a picture on his Instagram of he had to go pick something up at CVS, and they've actually, and I've heard that there are a lot of places that are doing this. There were taped lines, like, here, stand here, next person stand here, and they're,
good.
You know, all the way through the store in case the line has 25 people in it or whatever.
Costco and Lowe's has that implemented as well.
Oh, Lowe's is still open? I'm surprised.
Yeah. Home Depot and Lowe's, essential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our contractor, Richard, of the Dick and Chumley show, he dropped off some bleach yesterday.
Oh, that's where you got the bleach?
Yeah, highlight of my day. I was telling you, you know, that Richard dropped off bleach, knocked on the door and ran away. but he was saying, yeah, like their construction in a lot of places is ongoing because already these were people who were wearing masks and gloves and that they're separating themselves when they have lunch and everyone's trying to be careful. But these things are still, you know, if they want to get paid, they got to do them. And there are essential things that are happening. Who was it? You yesterday who was saying fix the roads now? Well, no one's on them.
That's popular opinions. And yet it's unlikely that people will get into action that quickly.
Right. Exactly.
The government doesn't move like that, especially when it's got bigger problems like coronavirus.
Yeah. It's true. I have time. I'll squeeze this one in just because she's been kind of a running theme on the show this week. Evangeline Lilly. She's a lovely girl. She played Kate Freckles on Lost. She was Wasp in Ant-Man and the Wasp. She was also in, you know, a made-up character in The Lord of the Rings. I guess they're all made-up characters. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, they made her up for the movie, you know. They added her to J.R.R. Tolkien's classic. They felt like they needed her.
They needed sex appeal?
They did, apparently. Uh-huh. So one of her co-stars in the first few seasons of Lost was this chick, Maggie Grace, who I want to say Hooman had some connection to. Didn't he, like, meet her and think they were friends? You know, thank you, Forrest, that kind of thing?
I don't remember that. Maggie Grace?
Yeah, Maggie Grace. Look her up. No. She's, I would say she's probably Evangeline Lilly's age.
Yeah, she's 36.
So she is, you know, kind of going after Evangeline Lilly for refusing to quarantine, especially since their fellow co-star, Daniel Dae Kim, who is now starring in Hawaii Five-0, I believe, he's got the virus. In a reply to Evangeline's post and her later comments about choosing freedom over life, Maggie said, sure, it's a free country, but how about choosing to exercise some of that wonderful freedom to have some compassion, trust the extensive science here, and not overwhelm the health system? Your kids will be fine without gymnastics, I promise. Be well. P.S. Daniel said he's doing a lot better now. I don't know. Maybe you guys want to chat? So not hard shade, but still not supportive.
No, and she hasn't come back out and said anything, huh?
I haven't heard one thing, and I know Nicole's looking for me, and I'm looking for me, and if I hear any kind of apology from her, I'll be sure to pass that right along. We'll test it for sincerity. All right, that's all I'm going to get to. Vincent, what's coming up?
I actually have some good news regarding the coronavirus, and then nonsense after that. It should be fun. Hang.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.